I'm Michelle Franzen. Texas Democrats have left the state capitol and dozens have fled the state, protesting Republican plans to redraw congressional maps to give the GOP 5 more House seats before midterms. Democrats call those carved-out maps gerrymandering. ABC's Maria Villarreal is outside the capitol in Austin, where the governor has ordered state Democrats back next hour or to face fines.
Just like most government buildings around the country, this one is actually open for visitors, and it really is the last week or two before school starts. So we are seeing a lot of people come in and just check things out. They know the drama that is going to possibly ensue here in just a few hours. And that's when we're expecting them to gavel in.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu now says he plans to convene his cabinet this week to outline a military solution on how to defeat Hamas and free the remaining Hamas-held hostages in Gaza. Investors on a buying spree for stocks today before U.S. tariffs on foreign goods kick in this week. This is ABC News. There are injuries in Aurora, Colorado after a light rail train and a semi-truck collided earlier today.
It was a light rail train that services Denver's airport. The train and the semi hit. There was significant damage. According to the Regional Transportation District, or RTD as it's known, there were 55 passengers on the train. 3 of the passengers have minor injuries. The train operator had injuries from broken glass. The driver of the semi-truck was not injured.
ABC's Alex Stone. In rural Montana, officials are still on the hunt for a suspect accused of killing 3 bar patrons and a bartender. ABC's Trevor Ault has more.
Hundreds of federal and local officials converging on the mountains in search of Army veteran Michael Paul Brown, who they say is armed and extremely dangerous. Authorities say 45-year-old Brown lives next door to the Owl Bar in the small town of Anaconda.
Authorities say there's a $7,500 reward for information leading to the suspect's arrest. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. After a contentious spring election, the state Supreme Court now has a new justice.
Welcome to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Justice Susan Crawford. Let's get you sworn in because we got a lot of work to do.
It's official. Susan Crawford is now a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Crawford was sworn in last Friday at the state capitol. Now Justice Crawford's swearing in begins her 10-year term on the court, and as she addressed the Capitol Rotunda on Friday, she gave a primer on challenging issues before the state Supreme Court. Her conclusion:
from the beginning, this court has stepped up in the moments that matter most. It has taken seriously its duty to interpret our Constitution and protect the rule of law, even when the issues were politically charged, deeply divisive, or hard to untangle.
Crawford was sworn in by Chief Justice Jill Karofsky. She's taken the seat left by outgoing Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, who had her own celebration at the Capitol in June. Crawford's win in April over former Attorney General Brad Schimmel bolstered the court's liberal majority. The race was a repeat of 2023. It smashed spending records for any state Supreme Court race across the nation. Last week, new FEC filings showed that Elon Musk's PAC spent $27 million on petition incentives during the time of the spring election. Musk promised cash and million-dollar prizes to voters who opposed partisan judges. The effort has sparked lawsuits alleging Musk violated state election bribery laws. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Shali Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's been 60 years since the Milwaukee Braves played their final game at County Stadium and moved to Atlanta. 5 years later, the Seattle Pilots became the Milwaukee Brewers. Tonight, it's the Brewers and the Braves in Atlanta, the crew still with the best record in baseball after sweeping the Nationals over the weekend. They won again yesterday, 14-3. Manager Pat Murphy says it starts with a veteran like Christian Yelich leading the way.
It starts with Yelich when your top experienced offensive player is on base 5 times. That sets the tone for everyone else.
NFL, the Packers had some standout players on defense on family night, including big number 93 defensive lineman Nazir Stackhouse, who says he already knew about a half a dozen Packers players from his time in Georgia.
Just me knowing some of the guys on the team, Devontae Wyatt, Quay Walker, John Fitzpatrick, Nico Harmon, Javon Buller, you know what I mean? Just me knowing those guys made me feel comfortable coming here.
That's Nazir Stackhouse with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Wildfire smoke still lingers, creating a hazy sunshine today with dry conditions. High temperatures scrape the low 80s. Winds are barely moving out of the north, and tonight we see a few clouds filtering in. Overnight lows drop to about 60. Tomorrow, we stay sunny and highs still hit the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Local news and timeless hits. Eric Westfall here on this beautiful Monday. Thank you so much for tuning in. 97.9 WGBW is the grassroots.
Love it. We're not against memories, but you don't need them to appreciate the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Local news and timeless hits. Eric Westfall here. Good afternoon. Bad blood there, Neil Sedaka. And yes, Elton John helping him out on that one. So I made a little bit of a fib last hour. I said that my weekend was absolutely fantastic. And it was 90% fantastic. Unfortunately, there was a 10% kind of not so fantastic. There are few things that I love as much as my car. It's not brand new. It's 6 years old. It's paid off, but it's still in excellent condition, and I work very hard to keep it that way. And somebody got a little smuck up on my my passenger door yesterday on the front passenger side door. And I was not very happy about that. I'm still not very happy about that. White Lightning, that's what I call my car, is also not very happy about that.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Alba. Still on the air right now, but in a different location. You can find me and the entire Civic Media lineup on the radio at 1100 AM WISS or online with the Civic Media app. We're not going anywhere except down the dial a few spots. Thanks for listening.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had six times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org. or wherever you get your podcasts.
I tell you, it's a zoo around here. What with all the animals?
We gotta get out of this place.
Turtles. Monkeys.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Birds.
Hey,
and the dog. Yeah, even a bullfrog.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Yeah, a regular zoo on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Where are you, little star?
I'm
Local news and timeless hits. You know, I wish I had the moves of the Jackson 5. I tried to imitate their dance styles. I'd be heading to the chiropractor. I'll watch you back. I feel good. James Brown, local news and timeless hits. Eric Westfall here. Good afternoon. When I think of James Brown, I also think of Saturday Night Live. When I hear James Brown, I should say, I think of Saturday Night Live, specifically Eddie Murphy doing James Brown with James Brown's Celebrity Hot Tub. The water in the hot tub, so hot. It's one of the best skits. I actually have a Samsung TV, and there's Samsung TV Plus, a streaming channel on there. They have a Saturday Night Live Greatest Hits channel, and there's plenty of Eddie Murphy on there. Check it out if you have a Samsung TV. I guess if you don't, well, you pull out one of the old DVDs or something like that. How about the news? Shelley is in for Lisa. Let's hear about it.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shelley Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. In Wisconsin, you don't have to wear a bike helmet. Though it's a good idea, state law doesn't require it. But cities and towns can write their own rules, and that's what the village of Ashwaubenon has done amid a complete rewrite of its rules for things that roll. The village now requires helmets for anyone under the age of 16 riding a bicycle, e-bike, or electric scooter. That requirement is rare in Wisconsin. Here's village manager Joel Gregozetsky explaining it at a meeting a few weeks ago.
There's only, I believe, one municipality in the state of Wisconsin that has a helmet requirement. The provision within our code basically models exactly their code. It has been challenged and it has been upheld. So we feel confident that that provision would be sufficient.
That other municipality is Port Washington, which also requires all bicycle riders under the age of 16 wear a helmet. In Port Washington, the fine is no more than $25 for parents and guardians. The village of Ashwaubenon has gone further to $50.
If you don't have it in a wallet, you're not going to do any good about it. No. The $5 and $10, that's pit chunk change.
The helmet rule comes as part of a broader overhaul of Ashwaubenon's laws on electric bicycles and scooters. Members of the board say they welcome calls from the community and hope to start a wider conversation about safety as scooters and e-bikes proliferate. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shelley Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Wildfire smoke still lingers, creating a hazy sunshine today with dry conditions. High temperatures scrape the low 80s. Winds are barely moving out of the north, and tonight we'll see a few clouds filtering in. Overnight lows drop to about 60. Tomorrow, we stay sunny and highs still hit the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 79.
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 FM, WGBW. You can also listen to us using the Civic Media app. You can find that at civicmedia.us. How about some California sun?
Are short and the nights are long. Where they walk, and I'm a they twist, and I'm just they shimmy, and I'm shimmy, they fly, and I'm fine. Well, they're out there having fun in that warm California sun. Well, I'm going out of west out on the coast, where the California girls are really the most. In old Frisco, a pretty little chick wherever you go. And
Local news and timeless hits. How about the Four Seasons, Working My Way Back to You? Did you see Frankie Valli when he was at the Rec Center a couple years ago? Fantastic show. He still knows how to entertain, that's for sure.
Working my way back to you.
When will I see you again?
local news and timeless hits. 97.9 FM, WGBW. Eric here. Good afternoon. That's 3 degrees. Hey, if you haven't had yourself a chocolate chip cookie today, I invite you to make sure you do. Today is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. It is one of my favorite types of cookies, and I prefer the chocolate chunk over the chip, you know, because you can never have too much chocolate, right?
With new treatments emerging in the fight against Alzheimer's, now is the time for hope. Keep the momentum going and join us in Green Bay on September 27th for the Walk to End Alzheimer's, the world's largest fundraiser to fight the disease. Join us by registering at alz.org/walk.
Who's looking for some free family fun at Fisk Park? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And National Night Out is on Tuesday, August 5th from 5 till 8 p.m. at Fisk Park. This is a nationwide event held on the first Tuesday of August, which brings residents, and local law enforcement, and first responders together in a positive and safe setting. There's going to be lawn games, face painting, arts and crafts, concessions, food trucks, and so much more. Get in on the action. Check it out. Go to WGBW.FM and click events.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
And timeless hits. It's the classics. Four now is spooky. You know who's a spooky girl? Wednesday Addams. The new season of Wednesday kicks off this Wednesday, 2 days from now, on Netflix.
In the cool of the evening, when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you like to go with me and see a movie. Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know. smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Of music, 97.9 WGBW.
Satisfied.
I've seen the way men look at you when they think I don't see. And it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me.
And timeless hits. Your news is up right after Sloop John B. It's the Beach Boys, 97.9 FM.
We come on the Sloop John B. My grandfather and me. Around Nassau Town we did roam. Drinking all night. Got into a fight. Well, I feel so broke.